Thank you so much for calling.
Hello, is this Samantha or Keith? Keith?
It's Samantha here. I believe it's Levere.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm speaking with. Good. Who is this?
Samantha.
Oh, hi, Samantha. I'm glad to talk with you. I was, how is it going with our project? We're just curious. How is it going?
Everything is on the right track, and as per our discussion, you know, you and I had a last discussion in regards to the book cover concepts. We're working on that, brightening the image and providing you at least two concepts for that. As for the manuscript, it is being reviewed by the editorial team, and they will provide you an editorial report in terms of what they make out of the manuscript. Once you review their suggestions, only then we will start to implement any kind of edits or revisions on the manuscript, okay? So don't worry, nothing is going to be changed until and unless you approve the editorial report, okay?
Regarding that, the manuscript and all that, we are, what's the timeline we're thinking about?
The timeline that we are anticipating, it is going to be dependent on the editorial report that we get. You know, it all depends on the amount of work required in the manuscript. You understand what I'm saying? For example, let me give you an example so you understand. For example, the team is giving you 10 recommendations to improve the book, okay? And out of the 10, you would possibly approve one of them. So given the fact that it's just one recommendation that you're approving or that you agree with, then the manuscript will be completed much faster as opposed to being 10 recommendations implemented on the manuscript. Make sense?
How soon will you, ma'am, how soon will you get those to us, those recommendations?
The recommendations will be sent in to you guys within 4 to 5 working days max. You need to understand that they'll be reading the complete book. They're not going to just skim through it and provide you something that is not
you don't have to tell us that.
Yeah, we are expecting you to read all the book, obviously.
Yes, of course.
Now, so by Friday, hopefully we have that. Now, the other concern is the website that we had. We made a few observations that we wanted a few things changed, and they did not get changed yet. And we like Ella a lot. She's a very sweet girl, but I don't think she understands our English. And I have nothing against that because, really, English is my second language.
Mm-hmm.
But we repeat several times things to her written and spoken, and she has not been able to change things. So after I repeat things several times, I mean, English, I'm a teacher, an English teacher, so I am patient and I know how to explain things. I don't know what she does not understand about what I explain.
The website that you have right now has run-on sentences and poor grammar and a misspelled word. And that's on the very first thing you see when you look at that website are all the mistakes, which we've brought out to Ella.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, I sent a detailed email last evening.
Mm-hmm.
I directed it to her with these corrections.
Mm-hmm.
As well as Livere had sent one earlier, so...
Mm-hmm.
We've sent out what we would expect, and I think any editing will be minimal necessary on the manuscript itself.
So I was wondering, is it possible to get someone else, please?
Of course. Yes, if you're facing any sort of difficulties with the project manager, that's not an issue. We're going to change the team. Now, let me explain to you the process in terms of having the website updated, okay? I have looked at your plan, and I see that the author's website is included in the plan. The first thing that is done is to get the approval on the layout or the template of the website. In other words, like the interior of the website, how it's going to look, okay? That's the first step. Once that is approved, Then we work on the content. So I haven't seen the website as of now, but as you know, as soon as I hang up with you guys, I'm going to talk to the website team and see what's going on over there, see where exactly we stand on the website. As per the book cover, I already provided you the update along with the editing draft. I provided you an update on that as well. And
where? Can I see it, you mean, on an email?
No. I'm talking about the verbal update that I just informed you about now. Because you remember we had a call last week.
Yes, got it.
2 days ago, and that's when we discussed these changes. Let me give you the standard turnaround time as well, so you know when to expect any progress that you can look at, okay? Book cover will be sent to you within 4 to 5 working days. That's the standard turnaround time for each revision, okay? And the editorial report or the evaluation report will be sent to you within 4 to 5 working days as well. The original timeline or turnaround time for the editorial review is 7 to 8 working days, and you and I had a word like 2 working days ago, I believe, 2 or 3 working days ago.
Yes.
So I'm not counting that. Well, I'm counting that, and then I'm giving you the revised date, which is 4 to 5 working days. Once you approve the editorial review, the next draft that you'll be getting will be from the manuscript, and it will be edited according to the recommendations and suggestions that you're going to approve in the evaluation report. And the standard turnaround time for each draft after the editorial report is going to be 3 to 4 working days, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me look into the changes on the website, see what's going on there, and I shall call you back. Would that work?
Yes, and let me just tell you why we're pushing this a little or very much. It's March is going to be the neurology meetings and happening in Boston, and all the neurologists are going to be meeting there, and I will need the book by then published. So that's why I'm pushing this. I need the book published by then or before March. The doctors that are behind this, behind our project, are needing the books published by then. So that's why we got this going by the end of this, January. And we chose you guys. We think it's going to be perfect. And again, I am a foreign person in this country, and English is my second language, and I teach. That's what I work as, an English second language person. So I have nothing against people like us. So it's just I really want, I really need this to work out. So please don't take like we have anything against anyone. We just want to get this done as soon as possible, please. And we're very happy with you guys. Since the beginning, we liked the company, and we have other books that we have ready to publish very soon, too, and we're hoping that this is the way to go with you guys.
Yes,
then the other thing I have to tell you.
Yeah, go ahead.
We already have the ISBN. We already have all the things that we need. What is it that we've got? The barcode, the ISBN, and the copyright. Those three things, we have them, so please let us know. Once you show us the book and everything, we'll pass that on to you, and we have it ready, okay?
Okay, that sounds great. One more important question that I need to ask you, Lavier. When we spoke the last time, you didn't inform me about this date, the deadline that you have, which is in March, and I do not see anything included in your contract as well regarding the expedited deadline, which is March. And that is going to be problematic. Let me explain to you why. See, you have placed the order with us on the standard timeline or standard deliveries, okay? Now, whenever we have an urgent timeline, the order is placed upfront with the deadline or timeline highlighted. In that case, what happens is that we assign a team that works additional hours or works on the weekends to meet the deadline, all right, because the deadline is important to us. If you have a deadline set in your mind or you have some plans regarding the book, it is very important for us to know that before you place the order. So can you please provide me any written correspondence where you have mentioned this deadline to the representative who spoke to you or to Ella or to anybody at all? Can you provide that to me?
I can look for it. The only thing I did not mention the month, but what you mentioned to me or mm-hmm. someone mentioned to me, it was 6 weeks. I asked how much will it take, and they said it will take 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I, with Haley, and that's why I've been asking to speak with Haley, Spring Fellow.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one, it was with Haley, and that's why I called her this morning. Because everything was that it was going to take 6 weeks.
Okay.
So that was...
Okay, understood. If we look at 6 weeks timeline as well, you have placed the order on the 15th or 16th of this month, and you
mm-hmm.
need the order completed in March, that is next month. It's still not going to be 6 weeks. So at least if you're looking at the timeline from that particular point of view that we have committed 6 weeks to you, by the way, that is 6 weeks in working days. You need to understand that we do not work over the weekends. But if you include the weekends, 6 weeks, it's going to be at least 3 months, you know. March, April. That would be the estimated timeline. I'm not saying that we cannot deliver this, Livia. Understand where I'm coming from, okay? If there is an expedited date, it has to be told or conveyed to us up front, okay? If it's not, then we are going to take you on the regular timeline, you know, like the standard turnaround time for the deliveries, which is 3 to 4 working days. Now, let's just assume if you need this completed in March, what is the possible option that we can proceed with? There are two ways. Either you can give us an extension for at least another month, and I'm going to try and have that completed. Now, all that depends on the editorial report. Again, I'm emphasizing that. We are only going to know how much time the team needs to, you know, polish the manuscript, make it ready for publication and printing. So we'll need to wait on the editorial report. But if you need to expedite the order, then maybe you can go ahead and pay, if you're okay with the exception that we would like to take another month or so to complete the manuscript. If not, if you need the order expedited after the date that I give you, then you will have to go ahead and pay the expediting charges for that. If you need the team to work over the weekends and rush the deliveries, you know, maybe deliver you a draft on every alternate day. I'm just giving you some examples or some things to work with, okay?
Okay. We do not want any extra cost.
Okay.
We just want to work well as a team and to keep hearing from you as much as possible. And
mm-hmm.
as we said, the manuscript itself, we thought that it did not need much work. We, except the details, we emailed Ella.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I want to make sure that Ella is giving this to the people who are working on the manuscript. We emailed what we wanted on the manuscript. And
she
I don't know if she's handling.
I have looked through
things,
that.
Okay?
She has provided all of these instructions to the team. So she has provided
that. Good.
But then again, if you're looking to change your manager, your project manager, I'm going to go ahead and do that right away, okay? So that's not an issue. And this doesn't need to be informed to Ella as well. We don't have to give her the reason. We're just going to tell her we're switching your project. So you don't need to worry about that at all. We want to establish a long-term relationship with you. And this is your first time with us, so we want to make sure that everything is up to the mark. Now, I understand that you're not looking for any additional cost, and I'm not trying to upsell you anything. Trust me, I am a person from the compliance department, and I don't need to go on upsells because I do not have any target or whatsoever. I'm only here to resolve your concerns, okay? So let me work on the deadline. No worries. let me see what we can do about the deadline. I mean, if you're saying yourself that the manuscript does not need any other additional work, then let's just focus on the compliance check and formatting along with the specific instructions that you provided, rather than wasting our
Excellent.
Time in the editorial report. What do you think?
Excellent. Excellent.
Okay.
All. And the only thing we had to work on were the pictures. That's
right.
The only thing we have to work on. We don't have to do much more except the point, the things we emailed Ella. That's pretty much it.
Okay, all right. Then I'm going to look into those instructions and see if I'm not missing anything. While I assign a project manager to you, I will have you connected with him, and then we'll take things from there, okay?
Well, thank you very much, and I like working just straightforward, and we're very happy with good communication, and we keep going forward that way. Thank you very much.
Me too. Thank you so much for your time. Let me get back to you on all of these things, okay?
Perfect. We look forward to keep hearing from you. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.